Luke 3:21, the Gospel of Luke 3:21, the origin, the genesis of the Christ. The origin, gene, and genesis of the Christ. We have the baptism of Jesus here. Agenito de ento baptisthene. Hapante. Ton laon kai esu baptistendentos kai prosukomeno anok theis theine ton aranon. Moreover, or and or furthermore, it became or it came to pass. In the baptism, during the baptism, the immersion of all the people, of all the common men, Balaam, and Jesus, being baptized, or having been baptized, having been immersed, and praying to be opened up the heaven. 322. Kai karabainaya. To numa, to hagio somatiko, ede hos peristeron, ep auton, kai phonein, ek uranu. Geneste si eho wios mu, ho agapetos in si udokesen. Udokesen. And come down the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, according to a bodily form as a dove, paristeron, upon him. We're talking about upon Jesus. Psalm 2 and 7, Isaiah 42 and verse 1, Matthew 3:17, and 2 Peter 1:17. Or cross-reference, upon him, and a phone, a voice, a sound out of heaven became. You are the heir, the son, the only firstborn son of me, the one beloved, ho agapetois. In you, I am well pleased. Let's read this in the Amplified, 321 and 322. Now, when all the people were baptized, all of them were dipped, and when Jesus also had been dipped, while he was still praying, the visible heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descending upon him, and this is what we call a condescension or an epiphany. And the Holy Spirit descended upon him in a bodily form like a dove, and a voice came down out of heaven saying, you are my son, the beloved. In you I am well pleased and find delight. And of course, Psalm 2 and 7 and Isaiah 42 and verse 1 are cross-references to this. Now, we begin a Genesis. In verse 23 is the Genesis. The genealogy of Jesus Christ. The genealogy of Jesus Christ. I want to go back to Numbers, the book of Numbers, also in the 27th chapter in just a moment, and we're going to look at something as we read this. Kai autos. Anasus, Archaemenos, Jose, Eton, Triconta, On, Huios, Hos, Ona, Miseto, Joseph, Tu, Ile, Tu, Mathet, Tu, Levi, Tu, Melki, Tu, Ane, Tu, Joseph. Now, Every one of these words means something. Every name in Hebrew means something. It's very important. And himself, he kept on being Jesus, beginning about 30 years, his ministry. Now we have the ministry, the beginning of the ministry of Jesus or Joshua. Your cross-reference this is 1, Matthew 1, 1 through 17 also. Now, we have something here very unusual. This is not Joseph's lineage. This is Mary's lineage. Mm-hmm. Well, why give Mary's lineage when they put down Joseph? All right, and himself, he kept on being Jesus, beginning about to be 30 years of age, the son as, or similitude, kept on being supposed belonging to Joseph. Belonging to Eli. All right. The word Eli there means lofty. And you can look that up on page 750 in Brown, Driver, and Briggs. Now, why is he called the son of Eli? Eli was Mary's father. But Mary's father had no sons. And so we're going to go back to the law of Zelophehad in Numbers 27. In Numbers 27. Then the daughters of Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, and the families of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, came near, and these are the names of his daughters, Malah, Noah, Haglah, and Melcah, and Terzah. And they stood before Moses and before Eleazar the priest and before the leaders and all the congregation at the doorway of the tent and meeting, saying, our father died in the wilderness, yet he was not among the company of those who gathered themselves together against the Lord in the company of Korah. But he died in his own sin, and he had no sons. Why should the name of our father be withdrawn from among his family because he had no son? Give us a possession among all of our father's brothers. And Moses brought their case before the Lord. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, the daughters of Zelophehad are right in their statements. You shall surely give them a hereditary possession among their father's brothers, and you shall transfer the inheritance of their father to them. Joshua 17 and verse 4. Further, you shall speak to the sons of Israel, saying, if a man dies and has no son, then you shall transfer inheritance to his daughter. And if he has no daughter, then he shall give his inheritance to his brothers. And if he has no brothers, then you shall give his inheritance to his father's brothers. And if he has no father and no brothers, then you shall give his inheritance to his nearest relative in his own family, and he shall possess it, and he shall be stationary, a statutory ordinance to the sons of Israel, just as the Lord commanded Moses. What's this all about? The law of Zelophehad. Mary's father had no sons. So, all that he had in his possessions, when Mary married Joseph, he made Joseph his son, adopted him under the law of Zelophehad, and the sons that Mary would have would be his sons. His sons. Mm-hmm. Like Joseph in Egypt had two sons, and Ephraim and Manasseh, and Jacob adopted them. Now here we go. Let's read this in the Amplified now, and let's look at these names. 3:23. And Jesus himself began his ministry and was about 30 years of age, being the son, as was supposed, of Joseph, the son of Eli, Mary's father. And Eli, of course, means lofty or high. 3:24. Now let's go on here. And it says, to Mathat. And to there is a genitive singular masculine definite article. And it means the possession of, or the son of, or owned by. Belonging to Mathat. And that Matthew or Mathot means the gift of God. The belonging to Levi which means joined, and belonging to Melchi, which means my king, belonging to Jannai, which is basically to whom a person belongs, or dove, graciousness. That's the same word as John. And then belonging to Joseph, and Joseph means unconquerable, always above, always increasing, always providing, always on top, to increase, to abound. Now this is Mary's lineage, not Joseph's lineage. Joseph's lineage is in Matthew. The law of an exception to the rule is put into place here in the law of Zolelephahad. Three 25. Belonging to Matthean. Again, that's another form of Matthew, which means gift of God. Belonging to Amos. Amos means burdensome, strong, burden bearer. And belonging to Nahum. Nahum means comfort. And belonging to Hesli. It means my eyes are on Jehovah, or my eyes are toward Jehovah, or Jehovah is noble. Belonging to Nagai. And Nagai here, there's different terms of this. This means to mean perfect light, or to lighten, or to reflect light, like the moon reflects the sun's light. Amos 5 and 20, and Isaiah 6 and 13, and Habakkuk 3 and 11 use this word, this name means to lighten, or to reflect light, or to cause to shine. Belonging to Ma'ath, again, a shortened term of Matthew, which means gift of God. Belonging to Mathathiu, Matthias, again, gift of God, another form of Matthew. Belonging to Simei, and that means fame, monument, pillar, just like Shem. Belonging to Joseph, again, means to always conquer, to always be on top. It means increasing. Belonging to Judah, and of course, Judah means the praise of Jehovah, praise Jehovah. The name Judas and Jude are in this name, and they're just kind of shortened forms of it and brought into the New Testament by King James, which it should have been Judah all the time. Jesus' brother Judah is called Jude in the book of Jude, but his name is Judah. And Judas is the same thing as Judah. And then 327, belonging to John, Johanan, means, of course, at peace. Jonah, peaceful, dove. And belonging to Risa. God has cured. My great, 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 great grandfather was called Risa Paul. That was his name. He was a Scotsman. And it means that God has cured. And then belonging to Zorobabel. And that means a descended of Babylon, or the seed of Babylon. And then belonging to Zalathiel. And then we have belonging to Neri. But wait, Zalathiel there might mean, some of these names don't have meaning, but it means peace of God, the peace of God. And belonging to Neri, which means light. And then 328. By the way, you can look at these in the Old Testament, 1 Chronicles 3:19, 1 Chronicles, the third chapter, it reads off this lineage here. Then belonging to Melchi. Melchi means my king again. Belonging to Adai. until Adai, and belonging to Kosam. Kosam means divination, and belonging to Meladom. That means the god of the earth, the god of the earth. There we have El and we have Abdom, god of the earth, belonging to Ur. Ur means watchful in Genesis 38 and verse 3 and 1 Chronicles 4:21. Belonging to Yahshua. Belonging to Yahshua. And that means Jehovah saves. Yahshua does. And thou and belonging to are the son of Eliezer. God is help. God is help. God is help. Eliezer. 10 men in the Bible are called Eliezer. Belonging to Jarim. Jarim, or the son of Jarim, it means raised in high. Raised in high. Jehovah is raised on high. And then son of, or belonging to Matthew, again, gift of God. And belonging to Levi, which means joined. You know, when Levi's mother, the rejected one, you know, Jacob had four wives. He only wanted one, and that was Rachel. But he ended up with Leah, and this Leah's son here, Levi, and she said, now I've had a son. Look, he will love me. He'll be joined to me. He'll want to be with me. That's where that name came from. Belonging to Simeon. Simeon is the same name as Simon, and it means one who hears. Belonging to Judah, the praise of God, and this is Judah, the praise of God, and then belonging to our son of Joseph, which means increase and supply. Belonging to are the son of Jonam, again, which is another form of dove or peace or John. Belonging to are the son of Eliakim, which means God is setting up. God is setting up. Belonging to our son of Melee. And we don't really have a name definition for that. And belonging to Mana, which means comfort. And belonging to are the son of Mathathoth, which means again another form of Matthew, which means gift of God. And then belonging to our son of Nathan. Now, Nathan means gift of gift. Nathan, it comes from Natan in Hebrew. It means gift. And belonging to David. Now she goes through Naaman, Nathan, and belonging to David, the beloved one of God. The beloved one of God, David. 332 now, belonging to our son of Jesse. Jesse means Jehovah exists. Belonging to Obed, that means serving or a slave. Belonging to Boaz, which means strength or in his might. You remember there were two pillars, Jachin and Joaz, in the front of the temple. Jachin and Joaz. And belonging to are the son of Salah, or Salmon, which was by Rahab. This is about 2255 B.C. Salah means peace or agreement. Shalom comes from that word. Shalom means peace, all right, but it means agreement. When you have agreement between people, then you can have peace. When men and women get married, they ought to sign an agreement of peace, not marriage. It'll work better sometimes. Belonging to the son of Nasan. Nasan means oracle. Oracle. It means to whisper, to hiss, to charm. Nasan. By the way, this is the brother-in-law of Aaron. And belonging to Aminadab, my people is willing. That's what Aminadab says. And belonging to our son of Admin, or Adoram, which means exalted. And belonging to our son of Arni means strong or high. It means like a ram. Rams go up on top of mountains and they bump heads. And they're on high. Belonging to our son of Hezron, or Esram, which means blooming. Ruth 4:18. And belonging to or the son of Phares. That means divided. Now this is the son that Judah had when his daughter-in-law pretended to be a prostitute. And she had two children. And this is one of the children, and this is the line that Mary comes through. Phares by Tamar. Tamar was a beautiful name, which means a palm tree, tall, statuesque. In Genesis 38 and verse 29, it means to breach or to break forth. He brought forth the womb. Belonging to Judah, the praise of God. And belonging to Jacob. Jacob means to follow the heel, to follow the heel. And belonging to Ishak, which means laughter, it means kissing, it means sexual pleasure, anything that would cause joy in a person's physical life. Laughter. In Genesis 21, 3 and 4. And by the way, this was B.C. 17, 16. And then belonging to our son of Abraham. Abraham, exalted father. Now, exalted father of a multitude. Abraham meant exalted father. Abraham meant exalted father of a multitude. Belonging to our son of Terah. Terah. A turning or duration, wandering. This all, he died about 2000 B.C. And belonging to our son of Nahor, which means piercer or slayer. Piercer or slayer. About 2140 B.C. Back to 335 now. Son of or belonging to Serach. Serach or Serog, which strength means strength or firmness. And belonging to Aragu, Aru, which means friendship. Friendship. This was one of the names of Moses' father-in-law. And belonging to, or son of Phalek, or Peleg. Now in the days of Peleg, the earth was divided. Over here, that happened when the languages were divided, and the earth was divided in the days of Peleg. That's when we have the beginning of continents, from a Gondwana or a Pangaea to a continental world. Belonging to, or son of Eber. Eber means shoot or sprout. And this is where we get the name Hebrew people. The Hebrews are ones on the other side of the river. B.C. 2255, according to some genealogies. And belonging to Shelah, which again means peace, Genesis 10 and verse 24. Belonging to our son of Canaan, Canaan, which means possession. This isn't the bad Canaan, by the way. Belonging to Arphaxad, Arphaxad. Healer or releaser. And then belonging to our son of Shem, which means name or monument. Belonging to Noah, which means peace and safety. Belonging to Lamech, which means King of Kings. Christ is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The word Lamech means a king. It means to overthrow. It means to be a powerful man. And by the way, Lamech died 12 years before the flood. Belonging to her son of Methuselah. Methuselah, which means son of the dark, or when he's dead, it shall come about. When he died, the flood came upon the earth. Belonging to Enoch. Enoch means teacher. We have the book of Enoch, which Jude quotes directly, and which probably every book in the New Testament quotes in actuality. And belonging to Jared. Jared means to pour out or descend. Christ poured out his life and descended upon the earth to give us eternal life. Belonging to her son of Mahalalel, which means the splendor of God. Belonging to or the son of Canaan, which means purchaser or redeemer. Belonging to or son of Enosh, which means dying. Christ died for our sins. Belonging to Zeth, which means substitute. Christ is our substitute. Belonging to the Adam, son of Adam, Adam. That means red and earthy. And then son of God, son of Elohim. Now, Adam, all the way to Noah, is 10 generations. Now, these 10 first inspired names in the Bible tell the whole story of the coming, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And let's look at them quickly. We have the first Adam, which is the Adam that we're related to by blood, which is the Adam that gave the curse of sin upon us. And the first Adam, we have death, and the second Adam, we have eternal life. And we have Zeth. Zeth, here we have our first Adam and our second Adam, Jesus Christ, and now we have our substitute. Our substitute. Our substitute. Zeth. Christ is our substitute. He is our Goel, our kinsman redeemer. Enos. Enos means dying. Jesus Christ died for our sins. Canaan. Canaan means purchaser or redeemer. Christ is our redeemer. He's our possession, and we're his possession. Mahalalel means splendor of God. Jesus Christ, John 1:14 says, Kaiho logos arxaganato. And the Word, the Jehovah flesh, he became and dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Splendor of God. In Revelation, the 19th chapter, it tells of that great Adonai HaAdonaiim, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, with all of his splendor coming down to this earth with his saints. And number six is Jared. Jared. He poured out, means poured out or descended. Christ poured out all of his powers of deity and came down upon this earth to redeem us. Enoch. Jesus was our rabbi. He was our teacher. He taught us how to attain eternal life through his blood. Methuselah. Methuselah means when he's dead it shall come to pass. When Christ died on the cross of Calvary, the purchase of salvation from all the way from here all the way back to Adam, and from here all the way to the front, to the last man that's ever born on this earth by a woman, was purchased. Purchased. When he's dead, it shall come to pass. Christ completed salvation for us. Lamech. Lamech means king. Christ was the king of Israel, and he's our king, and he should be the king in every one of our hearts. Noah. We will never have peace with God, Shalom. We'll never have peace with God until we make that agreement that God made with us, that we, only one way that we can go and be and walk into the presence of God, and that's by being covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. Salvation is through one name. No other name under heaven or earth whereby a man must be saved. Romans, Paul said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For God sent forth his Son made of a woman, out at the right time, under the law, made under the law, that we might have eternal life through him. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible says also, for it is appointed unto man once that to die, and after that to judgment. The Bible says, for all have sinned, for all have gone astray, and all have fallen short of the glory of God. But it also says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. All of these names that we read was a genealogy, the genesis of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Every one of them was very important in history. Our Savior came through the bloodline of all of those, but he came through one last time without the blood of a man. Because the seed of God was in Mary, not the seed of man. It was not Adam's sin, his sinful blood, but it was the blood of a sinless God. Therefore, Jesus Christ could be born without sin. Our Heavenly Father, we send forth this message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that you might use it to bring glory to you, and that you might use it to save sinners, and you might use it to use sinners for your honor and glory. And Father, please forgive me where I've